carefully, that she should not be able to forgive his obligation owed to the father. Maybe in fact she can't forgive. That's one side of the child. Oh, Dilma, Father, I'm you to tell us the last day, he'll be a lavish in the buckle of the skin. No, the people don't know. Elemish is the low tickle of the Chachamim is the Pia. Wow. Elemish is the nift of a Bruce and so the other Koko, the Tzav to go with Dummy. The living is if it's already collected. The Tzav is already almost collected. The Tzav will be almost the Gummy that I'm on there. The Lola loves no Mokla. In Kenya, in fact, you can't forget. That's one side of the Tzav. Oh, Dilma, Father, I'm you to tell us the last day, he'll be a lavish in the buckle of the skin. No, the people don't know. Elemish is the low tickle of the Chachamim is the Chia. Wow! Elemish is the nift of a Bruce and so, the Olam Koko, the Tzav to go with Dummy. The living is if it's already collected. The Tzav is already almost collected. The Tzav will be almost the Gummy that I'm on there. The Lola loves no Mokla. In Kenya, Kola, the Ligo, the Marishim. The Tzav of Mineh, the Bechol Mokla, the Lola, the Marishim. In other words, that's the question over here. It relates only to this particular case. But not an average case. Abba holo, before the lashat, darusa, he's harfnim, shabdi, holo. No, but sure not. Why? The whole of the kim lazy is look suba. Good luck, cause the luck is a perishis. Trying to be tonight best. And can I my love to be the shabdi? Go on the suin. Heck of the luck has been on. You have no right to assume that she was not for anything in an average case. Only here. Hey, boss, I'm not even stop today. It can't be born, I don't even understand. Hello, Vada, I don't understand. She does a talk from the Shabbat. Half a God, look, Kosovo. The cave is Israel, the Tanai Bereshim, she was in the Shai, Daniel. Who was stop for them in an Erechim. Not in time of the Parishi. All of these particular cases in which there was father and a daughter, that's all child. But in the average case, there's no reason to assume there was any abuse. That's what the Rosh argued in Rashi, in China, the Gemara. The answer to both questions. What was the first question here? The first question Rashi answered against Rashi was, asking the Kolashat. No, don't be over here. Kolashat has no assumption that there was any abuse. Right? He answered the first question very directly. What? Remember this. According to Rashi would appear, it's a shaila in general, whether there's mechila or no mechila. In general. Call it, everything okay. So the Rashi has against Rashi, why ask it over here? Answer it in general. Every single case. Every single case of a Rashi and a Rashi and a Rashi. Answer back in unconscious. Number two, why is there only a shaila over here after the Rashi? Answer comes by Rusa Papa. That Rashi answered it. There's no Bechil. The first question Rashi didn't really give us a great answer to. Alright, but it could have been answered to the same child elsewhere. Okay, that's for both sides the first piece of part of the verse. Let's review. It's a child of the Gemara. I want to ask the general shaila, a general question. Do we say if you have erisin? Oh, again, it's an assumption. Critical thing is the assumption. The assumption is that it's a super fish has erisin. The question of the time, do we assume that if the rotor of super fish has erisin, she's miracle that she has erisin, or do we not assume that? The double question was raised. Why is it over here and why stop getting the Nisuan? So Rashi answers the second question. So, the Mechila is only after the Nisuan. There's no Nisuan, no Nisuan, but there's supposed to be no Mechila. The first question is, look at that. Could have answered elsewhere too. The Rosh didn't like Rashi's job. So the Rosh said, no. It's only a child over here in this particular case. It's a Yudah. We are dealing with a father, we are dealing with a daughter. We're dealing about the connections of the rights of the father to the Ksuba, the daughter to the Ksuba. This gets complicated. But in a normal situation, there's no reason to assume whatsoever that there is a Mechila on the Shibud and Mishas Eris. Why should there be? The Russian. Why? There's no reason to assume it. Only in this particular case, the question is who has the right, the father or the daughter? See it again. The Mishas is only over here. But the Yehuda is Modeh. states that the person who controls over the water is a Tana, the part has no right, if she is Bogra afterwards. Why? Because it was not written in his, still was not written in his possession, but she was under his control. What's the shot in that? What's the shot of Yehuda? Is the reason of Yehuda because why? Because the Tana, she's mayor for the original Shibut. Even though really it's not the bottom to be mochel, but it's under Rabbanan, and therefore she can't be mochel. Well, no, don't do a bechiv at all. That's the thing on the top of the second cow, on top of the Amad Aleph over here. Don't do a bechiv at all. A different verse. Chazal only mistaken to the rights of the husband was different virtue. That's the question. Is it because of bechiv or not do a bechiv? But generally speaking, it's true, they're not bechiv. That's what you assume. That's the rough explained shot in the studio. Fine. Now, that's part one of the world. Now comes the main part, which concerns the most. They are very hot water. The Rambam is a hot water. Our entire Gemara seems to work with the assumption of what? And a rooster gets silver. Right from the Mishnah already said so. What did Rambam do? The Farshim Acha but the Kotalam in a heresy. Aha. Aha, both sides. If he wouldn't have written the Rukhsuba from Eretz, there would be no Rukhsuba to talk about. No room for discussion. Is there Mechila Saksuba? He gets a Ksuba. See, there ain't no Ksuba. Before any Ksuba. So what's this case referring to? With a husband, out of his love for his betrothed, for his fiance, whatever you want to call it, with Arusa, he wrote her a document of Ksuba. Look carefully. The Chantir Shabbat Hanano, the Meir with the cost of love and the Eretz Mono Messiah, the cost of love and the Ksuba involves Sifus Lof Kafa Kafa Mono Messiah, I love you so much. I'm going to give you another $1 million. The aim is over one of Messiah and Element and his doing. Why? Because of that. The cave and Shehizki are one of Messiah and Matos Sefer, Shishtar Aksuba, Mokla Shibuza and Nifter Lom and Anna Emina Eretin. You get it? He wrote her a document upon their betrothal for 100 Zuz, 200 Zuz. He wrote her a subsequent document for 2,000. For the Shilas, and she might believe it's not 200. For the rest of the phrase. But we'll move to the Samiri. Shvet. A wonder. Why? The Bishlam Echad below Kotav Law. Tishik is Rashi, that there was no original Kuba written. Written Tanai Bezdin. Half a God the God in the Shad of Tanai Bezdin. We call Mazal Ekel the name of the Shad Tani Su and Shakotav Law about the boss of the Kilel Hamon of Messiah. We're not those servants, Lord. Peter Lithos, my man of Messiah. Mina Eretin. In other words, she has nothing written. Look, if you would be a woman in this situation, picture this, I mean, part of the matter, picture it for a second. You have an oral obligation of 200 zuz that your husband owes you. Now he takes a piece of paper with great flourish and fanfare and calligraphy and expense, and he writes down a big fancy ksuba. He's going to owe you now from here on in. Today is Gimel Shvat. Messiah's Kukim. Instead of the BZ 100, the old you the year it in, write down $6,000. I would be this girl, I'd be dancing for sure. $6,000. $6,000, I wanted to get this. Yeah, $6,000 of Gimel Shvat. But, excuse me, hubby, don't forget that the $100 he owed me from Gimel Shvat of last year when we had an Erison. See, of course, man, you give me $6,000. I could be picky and fussy and ask you to write me another $100 from last year. Forget it. That's the assumption of what the people drop. That's okay. That's understandable. I mean, Rashi the Rosh, but it starts, hey, it's a Ksuba has an Arusa, but Ksuba without it being written. That's understandable. Let's go on. Oh, yeah? We're not finished yet. Hold on. Middle of the sphere. Abel Heicha, the cost of law. Listen carefully. She has it a hand. Look what happened to my hand. I have two documents. I have a teeny-weeny document. We'll make it small just to give an idea what's going on. This says $100 Gimel Shvat Tuf Shinnun Bay. But, you know, let me keep the count, right? Anyway, it's a fancy calligraphized version. Gimel Shvat Tuf Shinnun Gimel, 6 grand. But hey, she pays it. She should be left with $100. Why should she? Pay it for a rainy day. Why are we so she's going to be machleit? The quarter that a Rambam at the Tzavut has no tzuma, if you write it, it's a plea at tzuma. Why should we even think she's going to be machleit $100, which could be writing at 6 grand? Let it keep. Yami's, what's the cause of strength? Yami's down, Tanach Yedeth, all right? You hold on to this, hold on to that, have both. That's the Russian kind. So that's two tzumas, yeah. So that's two. It should be a dollar, I think, no? Instead of Bama, shouldn't it be Dima? About that, isn't that a dollar? I think, no? Bama, Shinikola, Mana, Time, Mato, Seven, Ain't they all accomplish a Mokla? He answered the Chumash in Achak. He came there close to Valiga Ktubasa. The Chekot of Shrira, the Inkot of Laktuba, Min Ha'eretim, and his Armelo and his Garcha, Lo Tarfami Mishabdi. Rabotai, this is the unbelievable response. Not that she's wonderful. She's not wonderful anything. Alpi Alapa, she's not entitled to be. From Shrira gone. No, that's an authority. The invisible tar from the Messiah and the Shah to it. The Kankos of a Rambam Zal. Perik Yud Milchus Ishut. Quote. Am Ares is a Isha of a Kotel of Sulu who may so gear to go over Ikabi Bnei Chori. The Ein of Gova to Sevet to Klau. The Rambam and Rav Shira are forced into this wild premise. Because Mechila makes no sense in this context. If I write my fiancée, my betrothed, I write her a document, hereby obligating myself 200 zuz, guess what? She cannot collect the Shabbat. Not doing Mechila. Even if he should die before they ever have her Shabbat, before they have her Shabbat, she still cannot collect the Shabbat. There's the rush before Elu Dvor Tmurime. The Maishnash Tak Shabbat Mishar Shabbat But they didn't write Akrayim. Doesn't matter. But time alone, Akrayim stole Soferu. I mean, Akrayim stole Soferu. We assume it, although it's not written, yeah, they still left it out. It's called binding anyway. After Subu, the Subu, after a member of one of the common of knowledge, I mean, Akrayim stole Soferu, who in love, we pass him, that it is. The Rabbi of Edeon and Zohar, Kliyash, and Divya Gaonim, of Shu and Rambam, the Ayyim is a low cost of Lach Rai, but the Sligi Bach Rai is so for a whole book of Suba and the Sniffle of his doing. It's a kind of Shimon Ben Sheta. So I'm not saying Bezim and Bezim, you want to look it up. So you call on a Chosim, Ach Rai, and I run on the Suba and his doing, think of the Zedek or a Mev Rabbonim. Rabbonim Sabi came in to think of Shimon Ben Sheta for the Chosim, look for the Chosim, Ach Rai, and I run on the Suba. Apo Fish, look for the Chosim, and the Chosim, Dami. The Mayor Sabi made a think of the Suba, look for the Chosim, and I mean, I find myself so for Although Fliegel of Nisuin, Shibazarit and Atakana, of a Kotab of Sulu and Erisin, of a Bonan Moses, Lamina Fire, so so forth. That's a Shver, Shver of Or. That's a Shver of Or, which the Rambam will have to have. A Fliegel. So that's what Rambam has to say. Yeah? Quarter of any other, yeah. Sure. The biggest problem in the Rambam is like this. I'm has to hold, based on the sugya, listen carefully, right? I has to hold that a, again, if he wrote a ritzuba of the erisin, then clearly it's not going to be in the chilah. Why should it be in the chilah? Otherwise, he didn't write. If he didn't write, then it's still not in the chilah. So the question becomes, but according to the Rambam, if he didn't write, there's no ritzuba at all. So I'm a pastor and I look at no ritzuba. I wish I had no tzuba, but there's no tzuba unless you write it. Once you write it, why should you, why are we assuming it's going to be on Mechila? The answer is in the Rosh, make your Shira gone, it's not no Mechila. Forget Mechila. If you write your wife a tzuba that says Erisin, and she dies, excuse me, you die, or divorce the Mina Erisin, there's no Mechila whatsoever, it doesn't make a difference, there's no Mishabadim. You don't collect Mishabadim Mina Erisin. The question is, why in the world is that? The Rabbi Yonah says, well, you don't say Achrayim Tzol Sofer. That kind of a case. On the Lachok is like, Tzol Achrayim Tzol Sofer, it's the essence of Yisuit. But for Eretz and not. That's a very difficult term. We don't understand exactly why should there be no possibility of Rekha Tzol Sofer in the course of the Rambam, even if you actually wrote a Tzuba, Mishar Seiret. That's the problem. Even if it's written, you still don't collect. The problem. Rabbi Yonah says not that way. Rabbi Yonah says, only if it's not written, you don't collect Mishar Seiret. Not the part that's around about. Yeah?
So it's supposed to that a year from Yusuf would get a sister of the job, right?
Going to the Rambam, you don't get a sister, only if you wrote it. Going to the Rambam, a Yusuf does not get a
sister.
And if you do get it because he writes it out of love for her, only with the name Torah. Shirt off his back, and that is proper. And no, no, not number seven, no, no, the Shubhav. Right, so seven, and two, well, so we'll see later, so my focus is on the Nathan and Bob, and that's what's in Zion, that's what's tomorrow, next day. We'll discuss that very soon. There's no tefillah, which has everything, there's nothing. Everything would be. Right.
Therefore,
so the question was, no. We're assuming that the Tzimah is no Mechila. But if the quantity of the Rambam is no good, even if it's no Mechila, it's not no good. Why not? But then the owner, we didn't write it in. And the owner said, why is so if you didn't write it in the Chaser? That's a shver of ours. The Parshat Shah and the Rambam is that even if you write it in, it doesn't work. And the question that we discuss tomorrow is, why should that be so? He wrote down the Farish in the Tzuba. I love you, and I want to give you a Tzuba. Even though I have to do it from the Zoon, I'll do it because of Erishim, I'll give you 200 Zoos, and I'm writing it down in the Star, and he should collect from the Shabbatim. And meanwhile, if he sells the land and divorces us, he cannot collect. Yeah, but what? He wrote a Mishas Erishim. Why should that be in effect? Why should it be in effect? That's the question. Why? What? We don't know yet. We don't know yet. Tune in tomorrow, we're going to have a good answer. This okay? This all relates to a very fundamental issue, which we're going to discuss tomorrow and next day. Can you write a tzuba before kiddushin? We do it all the time. And Eric's brother had a tzuba inside under the kippah. Have we spoke about Rabotai, about Mechila like tzuba? About if there are two tzubas, that was the whole rush at the end, there's two tzubas. A first tzuba and a second tzuba, so when the second tzuba is delivered, it's considered a mechila on the first tzuba. We spoke about it from a purely theoretical perspective. Well, guess what? I still hold tshuva over here in the paper, tzuba to a pasuk, but the following very, very common case. I know many cases where it happens. Couple, of course, wrote a tzuba to Nasi Kibin as a chasim. Subsequently, they lost the tzuba. They lost the tzuba. Actually, she really was besides, she lost the tzuba. The woman is supposed to hold on to the tzuba. Doesn't mean she has to have it in her pocket every minute. She has to know where the tzuba is. Some, by the way, say she should have access to the tzuba and he should not. She should hide it from him. She should hide it from him. Why should she hide it from him?
Security,
exactly so. We require that she be able to produce the ksuba at any moment. She should have second thoughts about trying to divorce her. We went through this before. that he wants a divorce. I say, hey, it cost you $6,000, something like that. So it's a lot of money. Yeah, well. So we were hoping to be a deterrent. Of course, if he knows what a ksuv is, if he plans a divorce, so it'll do it very simple. Just steal the ksuv first. And then he'll say, I'm divorcing you. He'll say, oh, you $6,000? What $6,000? Where? Show me. He'll say, where are you? Go? Ksuv itself, ksuv has $100. Here, here's $100 cash, divide it. So the tonight ksuv, the video. I saw something about a Xerox. Apparently, in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is everyone, every rav has permission to the Rabbanut, which is the distribution, sends a copy of the ksuvah to the Rabbanut. And they have a copy of all the ksuvahs, of all the marriages. After I was once in the Sagarish in Eretz Yisrael, I saw any last year. I didn't send any ksuvahs to any Rabbanut. I didn't know anything about it. But apparently, it's a requirement. So I saw that they asked Rabbi Yosef of Shaila, can you rely on the Xerox copy? The ksuvah got lost. You have Xerox. You have some chas v'shalom. How can you rely on a Xerox? If a Xerox copy, you can collect 100 ksuvahs. No, I mean, you just walk in and give me 6,000. Okay. Whatever the ksuvahs, give me another 6,000. Another 6,000. Go out of tonight, and make 100,000 Xerox. Obviously, Xerox is no good. They need an original. As a matter of fact, the Yosher writes over here, they should write that on a copy, as you see some copy. You ever see that? C-O-P-Y. It's only a copy. Stand on, right? It's only a copy, because otherwise, it's good to know what the names were, know what the date was. It's good for the Rabbanu that just has having it on file. But you can't rely on it, you can't collect these tons of copies. It's crazy.
You know, send you up for a
That's another thing. So, copies are going to tell you four times. It's complicated. But anyway, that's just, listen to Shaila. I know a case myself where the person lost the ksuvah. Now, I'll tell you one dramatic, we'll start with a dramatic story. Dramatic story. A story which is caused by a mistake, a misconception. A person thought, a certain woman thought, she has to have the ksuvah on her, quote unquote, at all times. She has to have it under her hand. She has to know where it is. I sit up that time, mother's watching it for her, and her friend, and she has to have it. So what did she do? The following story took place, I must go back 18 years, something like that, approximately more, maybe even more than that. It was shortly after I came to the community in Riverdale, and a wedding took place. I was at the wedding. Super fancy. Calligraphers, the whole word, the whole spiel. And now there are some folks who don't like this super calligraphers for a simple reason. If you calligraphers, and you make it so nice, they usually have to hung up on the wall. To make it fancy, to hide it, don't you see it? And that doesn't make too much sense. Hang up on the wall some puzzle is no good. Why? Because if the man knows where it is, if he gets to a fight with his wife, the first thing he does is take away the silver. Do you want the silver to be in his, like, I don't know where my wife's silver. I don't know. And someone, one of the drawers, I guess, if I started looking 3 hours, probably not. I don't know where she is. He hides the silver, that's the way it's supposed to be. I don't know where the silver is. Of course, you have to know where is the silver. Where is it? If you lose it, then it's no good. It's good with the Irkutsan. The Irkutsan is lost. There's a separate form, a whole new form. There was a symbol, it's lost. There's a replacement. There's a whole, it's a very long, lengthy text. And when I started out in the Rabbonis, I never heard of this business. I never had a text. So the following story happened. A couple got married, and they were going to live in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't even have a place of their own. So they got married, and they went to a hotel for a few days. Not knowing what I just told you, they took the ksuvah with them. She thought she has to have the ksuvah has to have the ksuvah because she can't leave it with her mother or with her relatives. She has to have it with her. So sure enough, after a while, they left the hotel, and guess what? They forgot the ksuvah on. So they started searching through the garbage, searching through this, like yesterday, they were off the town. They got mad on a Sunday, and they discovered on a Wednesday they were missing the ksuvah. Yes, no, where, what, where is it? Finally, on Monday Shabbat, they got a frantic phone call. It was 11 o'clock at night, something like that. I remember the thing was in Shabbos, most of Shabbos in Cleveland. And so the man called me up. I was just at the wedding. Rabbi, I lost my ksuvah. I said, sure, already. I already lost the ksuvah. So he said, I get up to the hotel. I looked him high and low, and I just think I just give up on it. Okay. So we have a new ksuvah. I pull up with my Madras. I had one of those things that I bought and have. And there was a text there, but it was just text, and I didn't have any form for this. So listen, come to my house. I have to run tape. She or something, you come to me, I have to write down the equipment. Write it down in your own phone hand. And have some things to pull it out. He wrote it out, the beautiful stuff. And 2 o'clock in the morning or so, or, you know, like the business is over, he brought a new silver. The original silver was wrong. Okay? That happened more than once. I got a little smart after a few years. I bought myself a form called Star Silver, the Earth Silver. It's all written out. Got to have in my house now. If you lose a silver, come to me. I have a form. But here's a very common case. They have a couple out of silver after a year or 5 years or 20 years or 30, 40. You can't find a silver. They might have stuck silver to you. P.S. A year later, guess what? They're cleaning the paycheck. Guess what? She finds her old silver. Now, the Shaila, what happens? Which silver is valid? Or both. Pass the shell or both. You
so
can't
get... Yesterday, you can get the 6,000 plus the 200?
Yeah, but you can't... Here, or 6,000 twice. You can't keep it silver, both silver, because then you're going to collect twice. That's not... It's fake losing, all right. So the question of the Khan, as soon as this will happen, they wrote a first silver to Khasana. They thought they lost that. It was misplaced. They wrote a second silver called silver to Yerfasa. Now they found the first silver. I have 2 silvers running in the drawer. To keep both is impossible because she's holding a silver, she's a Tashkent the left Avla. You can't have a shower now because it could lead to a false collection. What do you mean either one? Either. She'll collect once, she'll collect twice. So go to the bed, she'll collect the silver here. Fine. Then she'll go to a month later to a different bed. Here's my silver. So say, you faker, you! I wrote you another silver of silver the year for some. Where is it? A shovel.
Right.
Yeah, a receipt. That's true. But not every time is there a receipt. Very often what happens is Kone. Right? Kone. If they want to know what's Kone, Sivas Kupa Kone, Sivas Bia Kone. It's not Stamet is a condition. More than just a plain condition. That's just the Dia Kaloshin, yeah. That's the Gavaldi Gadia. That's what he suggests. 1 minute. That's as far as Tosevitz Subit. Tosevitz Subit. The same thing for Mrs. Zahm when it comes to the Mona Messiah. Or both sides. Listen carefully. If he wrote Mona Messiah to an Arusa, what is his he has in mind? He has in mind the Iker Adin. You could argue the Iker Adin. Before Shimon ben Sheta, where there was no Shimon the Pasim, even though he wrote it. So here too, it was the Shas Erison, there's no Shimon the Pasim, even though he wrote it. Ah, he wrote the Farish and the Star, Shimon the Pasim. Only Rabbi Yonah said it yesterday, but he wrote it the Farish. Sure wrote it the Farish. He wrote it the Farish. He wants it to be effective, starting from the Nisun. Nothing wants it to be effective now, Bishas Erison. That's all. Like Tosefes Tzuba. Kali Achaz Nam, Bishas HaNitzun. He was beer. So suggests to Mrs. Zahm. The Kip the Nimr. Get a question. Why go into the Rambam is it? Did you write a Tzuba Shas Eretz? The notion of the Muslim right away. The answer is Tzuba is unique. It's different than all the monetary obligations. Tzuba is a marriage certificate. Or basically, bottom line. And calls on the marriage is still on. So the obligation is not really there yet. That's like a plain condition. More than just a condition. Oh. The yisof is Evan Ozo. Already the glimmer of it in the Tnei Yeshua and Aoda. If you look carefully and scan every single word and nuance of Tnei Yeshua, you'll see that already it says in the Tnei Yeshua this basic yisof. And more than that. Is it Gemara? 1 second. Turn to Kuf Beis and the Beis. Come on. got lost. Oh, here it is. Kuf Beis and Beis and Tav. Mar says, Gufa, the fifth line. Amrav Gidol Amarav. Kamat and also the Bibcha Kachvakach. Kamat and also the Bibcha Kachvakach. This is the Tumma Kutanzu's business. Omdu Vikichu. They got married on that basis. Kano. Kano. Hey, hey, I draw on Nikolam Mirah. Even though they just set it out, it's a Kenyan nonetheless. The Gemara has a Shiloh. Dvaram alalu, Amalai vidi Ravash, Dvaram alalu, Nitzel likasim, Amalai nitzel likasim. Amalai, small base, Lo nitzel likasim. Can't write it down. Rashi. Nitzel likasim, Nasucham, the second hour lot. Nasucham, come and steve on the dover, and bowl, ahach, to make them, Dvaram alalu, Shizlahim, below Kenyan. Lo nitzel likasim, Lo nitzel mishabdi, the cave of the lake of Kenyan. Lo mishabdi nitzel. What do you see? There can be certain kinds of obligations of him to her and her to him, and the Mokotanim, etc. Where there's no, you don't write a star, because there's no Shibut Nechotim. None. And presumably, even if you would really want to make a Shibut Nechotim, perhaps, you really couldn't. Why not? Because it's a kind of an obligation. It's not the regular monetary obligation. It's after all a marriage obligation. Marriage obligation, presumably for the reason I mentioned earlier, there's no automatic Shibut Nechotim. And therefore, perhaps even if you say Shiva, if you want to say Shiva in the Chassid, maybe you really shouldn't write it down. That's the question. If you look carefully. Take a look at the Rush, please. Page Kuf Lamed Vav. Just turn to what they do. Kuf Lamed Vav. The Rush is back from Rashi. It's the third wide line after the indentation. Page Kuflam and Rav in the Rosh, the Terebi Beis Sim and Gimel. There's an indentation on top of the page. The first line from there is Pirish Rashi, close Rashi. And then two lines later, it's Masha Bitton Perusho. Do you see it? Am I supposed to say? Yeah, Masha by Little Dot. Second line on the line. Terebi Beis Sim and Gimel. Third was line after the indentation. Second word. Masha Bitton Perusho from Rashi. Dafilu and Rotem Shneil Lichtov, Ein Yechol and Lichtov. You can't write it. You can't write it. Finished. You can't write it down. It's not given to be written down. Not only that, but if the Otzer Apolskin, he quotes from the Sefer HaMakna. You seem to say, right, the Milk of Kedushin, Simon Nunhei, the Milk of Kedushin, as opposed to Subit. Subit starts first with Salam Rome. So Simon the Neis from Kohilko Kedushin in Sivov. So he says as follows. Don't just think that there's a logical link between these two items. See, the Neis from Kohilko Kedushin in Sivov. So he says as follows. Don't just think that there's a logical link between these two items, between these two cases, the case of the Gemara Kuf Beis and the case of the Rambam over here. It is an Ofna Yerushalmi. Unbelievable. It's an Ofna Yerushalmi. Here. Hey, Mashmoth Yerushalmi Veresh Perikated Subit. I'll read it to you. This is the song from the Hamakna. The Shem Shab, the Ultra Apostle, quoted from the Hamakna. Page 192. For sure. The shame shabal pose kacha av pose. Ela shabal mezaka b'stav v'av b'dvar. What does that mean? So before it, the hainu mashem is kaya b'shat kidushin b'ktubo. The Rambam l'tamei ozol b'kshakot b'drav gilu. As the Shulchan Aruch from Siman Dunal. Shafilu nichtavu. Einem kishtar shidit rafei b'shabodim. Like Rashi. Lachi sviru lei. The gam mashin is chayav in tzuba, ain't dino kashtar. Uvishatan is tzuvin, who go and be takon ha-shimim ben sheta, shekol nechos of achvar on the tzuba. But Mishas Eir said, no. The kitta da flor da makna. Who is that makna? Makna and the Peshu have something in common. Who? They're both Rabbanim in Frankfurt. They're both Rabbanim in Frankfurt. They were actually in the same position. Same city. Huh? Hamakna is also known as our law. Pinchas Halei Migish Harowitz. That's right, it's Phil, the empty Phil, that's the one, that's the story. That's him. I told you the story, he came from the Swedish Rav, his orphan, I told you I was orphan, I told you the whole story, I was in the Ghetto, he flees the Ghetto. He did every story again, man. He'll tell him over the Chazorah. The kid, he said, like the player, Shua, basically, he said, and Suva is a unique kind of obligation. Unique. Oh, Rebosa. Now we have a major problem. I have to say this problem bothered me so much. I spent a long time researching it. I found a discussion of it. And at the end I realized it's not a problem at all. But I'll give you a few minutes to explain what I thought and what I think. Major problem. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. The Makaba passes like the Rambam. Hama'aref is Ishta, as a Isha. It's a Simon Nun Hei Tivo. It says, if you wrote a Tzuvah, the Kotel of Tzuvah, Rambam, you have to write a Tzuvah, no Tzuvah automatically. Go Va'ika Tzuvah B'nei Chorin. Eva Ika, nothing. Let's take the Ika Tzuvah, I should see nothing. Oh, Ashi Yichtov, that's the Shita Rambam. Against the Rosh, fine. Says the Rambam, the Yesh Amrim, the Arusa Yesh Lutzuba. That's how we thought the Russians, the 101 riots, the Arusa Lutzuba. Ava, says the Rambam, no agin kitzvara harisha. But despite what that means, the Rosh, the meaning is like the first day. So I assume, who's the first day? Yeah? The Rambam. Oh. We pass like the Rambam, it's come out the first here in the Shemar, we pass like the Rambam. That's a problem. My problem is follow. He'll say, what kind of crazy, what am I wasting my time for? With manazet, it's all simultaneous. Hey, it's in the sewer, what am I drinking a cup over here? It's all the same thing. Why, what's the difference? It all comes together. No, but it's tremendous something. Follow the difference. Aloha, man. A person getting married, the chuppah will take place just after dark. Very common. Sometimes in the year, you get to, September or March, comes just, when you want to get married, since the sun is about to set, it gets all kinds of complications. Shiloh like this, place just after dark. Very common. Sometimes in the year, you get to, September or March, when you want to get married, since the sun is about to set, it gets all kinds of complications. Shiloh like this. May you fill out the sum of my day with the date of today and with the Kabbalah kitchen today, pick up the handkerchief. Do all this legal movements, everything properly, even though the wedding will not take place till tonight. Tonight's a different day. Today's Dalet Shvat. Right? Let's say, today wouldn't happen. Let's say that Sunday. We got married on Sunday. Anyone here at a wedding on Sunday? Last Sunday. Oh, happened? Really happened that way? So the sun sets now at 5 o'clock. Yeah? So the chuppah's called. Oh, here it is. Chuppah's called at 4:30. They fill the custom kitchen, they fill it out at around 4:30. Still dark, still light outside. Till they go, it takes a half an hour to see everybody. Till they all march down. If it's a ring on the finger, it's 5:30. Now you have it. You have it super written this Sunday's day, which is what? Beis Shvat. And then we have the wedding took place when on? Gimel Shvat. Oh, hold on a minute. Major problem. If you would call it Shtar Mukdom, you may have learned in your career somewhere that Shtar Mukdom is possible. Did you hear of it?
No.
Is it?
Predated.
Anything predated. I want to find a way to rip them off somehow. So we pull a stick, blood stick. We'll have a situation like this. This X has property, and let's figure out how to do this over here. Part a little bit of calculation. You let's say it like this. You owe me money.
Welcome.
Today, Dalet Shvat, you loan me with money. I'll pull a fast one. You're not looking. I'll put that Dalet Shvat, Tov Shin Nun Beis. tell you. Now, what's going to happen? In the interim, Dollar Shopman's basis. Miss Gimble, what did you do? You sold many properties. And you sold the property to Mr. X. I'm not going to Mr. X and say, give me that half. On the lien. What lien? Document. Show me. Here it is. Dollar Shopman's basis. That's an obligation. Then the fair is all the property on the lease. Just one of the property on the lease. Give it up. Is it legal to collect that property or not? The customer trade. Why the trade? Because the reality, the property was sold when? Before the execution of the document. Well, here's the same problem. What happened? They got married in Gimelstraat. So the Chiyah, the Shiva's only house in Gimelstraat. For the date, which is written at 4:30, on Sunday was what? Oh, what did it say? Day struck. Well, last Sunday. What was last Sunday's date? Kav Dalet. That's Kav Dalet Tevik. Kav Dalet Tevik. They all get married when? Kav Hey Tevik. Let's go. That's a little bit later than you went to a minute. Kup was called at 4:30. When did the Kippur really start? What is the what? About that guy. Don't make it this summer, different case, okay? It's a 4:30. Even that wedding. But this different wedding. It's a 4:30, they went to Ksuba. You said, come down. Well, let's make it this bit easier. They made a Beis Shrat, and then they get married to Gimel Shrat. So now there's going to be a divorce 10 years from now. She'll take the document and say, hey, any which is unbelief, Beis Shvat, is mine to collect. That's a fake. It's not true. She was only married when? Who? When?
Gimel.
Let's get it. So Tosis is the fairest you can do it. Not a problem.
No problem.
Tosis and Gittin. So Yud Ches, I'm an alpha, that I'm pleased. Dibra Maskel, Af. Gittin, Yud Ches, I'm an alpha. If you despite the fact that you have accomplished Kenyon, and you write in the document, Rabosai, that it's going to be Shiva the puzzle. Nevertheless, it is have to explain it whether it's Zalman or the law, a combination thereof. There's no Shiva the puzzle until when? The moment of Misui, which is Gilo Shvat, that document, Bei Shvat, should be right away possible. That's the problem. You'll say, it's only the Rambam. Ah, but that's why I said before, we pass by the Rambam. If we pass by the Rambam, the dog is just for Rishona, but the Rambam, every time I sit Tuba, it should be no good. So you're on that. If this is right the whole time, then every Tuba is no good. Good, every Tuba is a problem. Not only does it get married at 4:30 and then in the wedding with the sun. What's that, Rick? Rick, anyone go to wedding tonight?
No.
Tomorrow night? It'll be late, it'll be night, it'll be after dark. For sure. We'll get started probably at 7 o'clock wedding. Tomorrow night, it's gonna be what?
Vov.
Hey, what? Today's Vav, okay? Vav Shvat. Uri. The Tzuba will say Vav Shvat.
No problem.
They get married Vav Shvat, they'll say Vav Shvat. Terrific. Doesn't make a difference, whatever. We don't write hours. They close the show. Problem is, you'll come to the club, you'll see a photo op. The rub, the time will pick a handkerchief, and the hustle will pick it up. The Shabbat himself, too, without to convince. According to the Rambam, the public might. Why? Because according to the Rambam, there's no way that the Shiva should come to land the moment of what? Of the Jewish. What do you mean, Kanina mean? What does the Kanina mean? That you're picking up the document and saying, it's the handkerchief. And it's
a.
Not until they do it either. You do it a few hours later, it's not helpful a few hours later. So the question will become, how does the chalipin help? You'll say simple. I do the action now, and it'll be chal later. We have that concept, don't we? I can sell you a house today, and it should be chal tomorrow. It's called a mechir liachas man. Well, according to almost all poskim, it does not work like getting a chalipin. Show you the kitsunimit for tzuba, that means tzuba. Where is the source? Pei Bei, oh, I think it's Pei Bei, I believe. Pei Bei. Pei Bei, or Pei Vav, or both. Here it is. Pei Bei is a manalas, the Gemara, it says like this. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, on the left hand margin, this is the Kam Pei Vav. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, if you say it, stop. Slow. If it's called retroactively, it's good. No problem. If it's not retroactive, it's no good. What is that called that it's no good? It's an expression for the post. The post uses the expression to explain the halacha. Kolsa kinyano. What does it mean? Kolsa kinyano. Means the kinyan which you did was evaporated, I should say. No longer exists. At the moment that you want the kinyan to take effect. Tos explains it over here also. The star is extinct, it's okay. If you're using kinyan kesef, it's okay. If you're using kinyan neshicha, a thing of this nature, we apply the principle of kolsa kinyano, that the kinyan no longer is around to achieve its desired effect at the later time. It's no good. The Gemara, this is exactly the same thing on that Pei Vav Amud Beis. And the Pasha Pshat based on the Gemara. And the Dharam and elsewhere is the same principle applies to Kinyan Chalipin. We'll see all the Bukharas perhaps in a future day. So the question becomes, how did the guy write down, he picked up his handkerchief to have the Kabul Kinyan to the Shibud? According to the Rambam, there can be no Shibud before the Nisduin. And there's no, to me, the Kinyan is nothing. By the time the tool comes around, the handkerchief is back in the rabbi's pocket.
Maybe
Sure. She was only calling at 3 o'clock. But that's how the handkerchief's back in my pocket. That's a major problem going to the Rambam. Major problem. No, it won't be a problem. It's not. The Ksuba might be kosher. The Ksuba might be kosher for the following reason. That a document, Rabot says, this is very basic stuff. A document can serve one of two functions, Rabot says. You know what's called a star? Have you learned about this?
Yeah.
What? Star Pinyin and Star Raya. We usually assume it's Ksuba the Star Raya. Why is it Star Raya? Doesn't achieve any Pinyin. The Pinyin is achieved by the what? By the handkerchief. And the document is merely to prove that this was done. Just a proof document. However, if the Rambam is right, with over every single tool that we write nowadays, it's only a what? It's not just a star thing, a raya, it's even a what? A star opinion, because the original, the Khalifa is nothing. How you write the Kanina, it's not really binding, that's a good question. It's not true. But the bottom line, the Sunnah might be effective as a star opinion. I think it's only the Rambam. But we follow the Rambam. That's why I keep saying we follow the Rambam. Well, the difference will be in the case where the day changes. If the clock moves from 4:30 to 5:30, so the document you wrote down was the date of what? Of Gimel Shvat, or the wedding of the Dalet Shvat, whatever it may be. According to the Rambam, the Shiva is only called when? Only called later, B'Shach Tzitzulis. But then the document is the Mukta. That problem still exists. And now I'm going to drop a bomb on you, Rabota. Not much a bomb. A bomb or a Moshe Feinstein. But Moshe says, forget the Rambam. Even if he would the whole from the Rambam, it's a problem in all of our weddings anyway. I will offer the toast to this as a favorite. You can write a Kabbalah opinion on Friday, they married on Sunday, no problem. So Moshe comes up with a Kiddush Nifla Menorah Ad Ma'ol. It's printed in a few places. Igris Moshe. And Evan has a Chelek Dalit. Chelek Dalit. Zimin Kuf Hei to Tzotten Gimel. In one reline. Chelek Dalit Zimin Kuf Hei to Tzotten Gimel. It's also in the famous table called Dibras Moshe. The much same on Shas. Above in the sea is Zimin Chof. Te'oran Nun Dalit. The same thing here at Great Elect. You know what he says about that? You can't have a ksuba to a single woman. That's ksuba. Don't give a girl for giving a ksuba. It's ridiculous. Ksuba is a marriage doctor. There cannot be any ksuba before Eris. But Moshe claims that when Tosa says you can write, you have the Kabbalah sin on Friday, you know they get married on Sunday, he claims that Tosa is referring to a case where the Erisin had happened, no, long before. Erisin was a month of a year ago. Like the time of Mana Gemara, Mana Mishnah. Erisin was a year ago. She's not your girlfriend now. She's your betrothed. She's your Arusa. So there is an Isha connection between the two of you already. So therefore, if you're ready, this is